Hey everyone. I know it's been a while since my last audio boo, and I keep saying I'm going to do these a little more frequently, and it just never seems to work out that way. But any case, there's one today, so that's a good thing, I guess. I wanted to take a minute or two and boo a bit about the recently announced Nikon D600. If you follow me on social media, you know that I've been excited about the release of that camera. Especially early in the rumor states, where the rumored specs, the rumored price point, thing along those lines were coming out. Now, the camera has been released, and the specs and everything that were rumored were pretty much spot on. There wasn't really any surprise in any of that. The biggest surprise, I think, that came to a lot of folks was what actually ended up being the price point of the camera. The early rumors had it coming in at somewhere in the $1,600 range, but definitely sub $2,000. The price point, as announced, came out at $2,100. And I think that took a little bit of some people by surprise. There's kind of a psychological barrier there at that $2,000 range for a full-frame camera. And if you take into account two other factors, that come into play. One is the D800, which isn't a competing camera for that, in my opinion. But the D800 is only sitting at $2,900 to $3,000, kind of depending on where you look at it. And the fact that the price of the used D700 body has really been falling a lot lately. It's not uncommon to find those in the $1,500-$1,600 range for relatively low mileage bodies, and typically with a good deal of accessories, including battery, grips, L brackets, things like that. So I'm kind of surprised that Nikon didn't try to get in at that 1999 type of range. Granted, it's a we're only talking like $100 or so there, but there is a psychological impact to that, and you'll see a lot of things priced just because of that. Now, am I still excited about the camera? Yeah, in a lot of sense, I think it's a game-changing camera. I do think it's going to open the world of full frame up to a lot of people. I don't know if that's the camera that's going to become the full frame alternative for me. I actually still think now that at the used prices, the used D700 is a very attractive option when it comes to getting and breaking into that full field range. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The D700 is an amazingly good camera. The other side is, if I was going to save up a bit, if I'm going to be saving up for a camera regardless, why not, if you're at that point, perhaps save up a little bit more and jump into the D800, even if you don't need that huge megapixel range, and you have the computer hardware and power to actually handle those images. So there's a lot to think about. It's not the slam dunk that I was hoping for during the rumor states of the D600, but it does still kind of change a lot of things when it comes to photography. Well, that's it for today. Again, I hope there's going to be more of these soon. I've been holding off talking a little bit about the recent update on SmugMug prices. But maybe addressing that very soon. I'll probably be doing something of first thoughts of the iPhone 5, particularly the camera, because I do have one on pre-order and should have it on Friday. So in any case, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Scott_Wood, and you can always find me at www.scottwoodphotography.com. I don't know why I said the www dot, but habit. Anyway, have a great afternoon, a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.